This news update is being brought to you by Thumb Bank and Trust, with 13 locations in Huron, Tuscola, Sinilac, and Bay counties to serve customers. Community strong since 1895. And by Ashley Homestorm, Bad X. Ashley, this is home. Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I am Dina Bruderak. Harbor Beach Schools announced via their Facebook page that the senior parade has been postponed. This decision comes in the wake of the sudden passing of a parent of one of the senior class members. In a compassionate move, the school administration chose to delay the parade, recognizing the need for sensitivity and support during this difficult time. As of now, the makeup date and time remain undetermined, emphasizing the importance of flexibility from all Harbor Beach seniors and their families. The announcement on social media not only serves to inform, but also calls upon the wider community to assist in spreading the word about the postponement. And Sebring Village Police Chief Steve Repke announced Bayview Gardens has worked up ground to allow for the creation of a community garden at the Senior Center on Main Street in Sebring. Repke explained administrators at Bayview Gardens asked him what he thought about allowing the development on the center's grounds for a garden. According to Repke, the more he thought about it, the better he liked the idea as a way to showcase the community about the positive growth that is happening in the village and an easy way for residents to grow their own vegetables. In a joint effort, a garden area was worked up on the west side of the BVG's grounds, which can be entered off of 7th Street. That area was selected because it has easy access to developing a gardening area and a parking lot. The grand opening of the Stake Your Claim Garden will be Wednesday, May 15th at 3:45 p.m. with a ribbon cutting ceremony at the garden. This will be the first year for the venture, so there might be a few issues to work out, Repke said, noting that there is a possibility the effort might grow to include a storage garden shed with community gardening tools, along with a small flower garden. And along with the many things to do and activities at Evergreen Park in Sinilac County, a new one has been added. There is now a little free library at the park off of M53 in Cassidy. The library is located next to the park's office ice machine. The park has 173 campsites on its 103 acres. There is a bathhouse, cabins complete with a microwave, a fridge, and has air conditioning and heat as well, Wi-Fi service, and a disc golf course. There are also handicap accessible restrooms, showers, fishing, nature trails, a basketball court, a beach area for swimming, and more. The concept of a little free library is take a book, share a book, and it is like a free book exchange. The library is generally a small box shaped like a house that's full of books to borrow for free. Anyone may take a book or bring a book to share. It is a catalyst to encourage reading and sharing the love of books. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Have you been thinking about a new home purchase or an upgrade to your existing home, garage, or cottage that could be rolled into a new mortgage? This is Heather Drabeck, mortgage lender at Thumb Bank and Trust. At Thumb Bank and Trust, we work with you to help make your dream of home ownership a reality. We have a quick, easy online application process that only takes a few minutes. After you submit the application, you will get an instant answer based on the information you have provided. One of our experienced mortgage lenders will reach out to you to discuss the next steps. Our mortgage lenders will meet with you in person or chat with you over the phone to answer any questions that you may have and assist you through the process. We have helped many customers realize their dream of home ownership. Let us help you. Call us toll-free at 866-862-3113 or stop by one of our local offices or apply online at www.thumb.bank. Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895.
Heather Drabeck, NMLS number 758504. Thumb Bank and Trust, NMLS number 462637. An equal housing lender, member FDIC. Loans are subject to credit approval.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news. A Democratic group is rolling out a new $140 million ad campaign that aims to chip away at Donald Trump's support among rural voters, one of his most loyal voting blocks. The ads from American Bridge 21st Century will begin airing Monday in the northern battleground states of Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. The group is targeting swing voters living in ex-urban and rural areas and smaller media markets that are less saturated with political advertising. They hope to reach voters, especially women, who may be on the fence and could decide the outcome of November's election. And protests over the Israel-Hamas war have spread across U.S. universities and college campuses in recent weeks, leading to disruptions and arrests. Some demonstrations extended into weekend graduation celebrations, although they were muted in comparison to the encampments and rallies that have roiled campuses. Most of the commencement exercises took place Saturday and Sunday as scheduled and remained largely peaceful. Dozens of the 7,000 graduates at Duke University in North Carolina left their seats to protest pro-Israel speaker and comedian Jerry Seinfeld. In Los Angeles, a few dozen pro-Palestinian protesters tried to block access to the Ponomah College commencement. Student protesters at Boston's Emerson College occasionally erupted into chants during the graduation ceremony. And a U.S. government agency said a weaker repeat of Saturday's powerful solar system was likely on Sunday. The U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration said that the colonial mass ejection, the clouds of solar plasma that on Saturday led to reports of power grid irregularities and degradation of high-frequency communications and global positioning systems, slammed into the Earth's magnetic field and outer atmosphere. The Saturday storm put on an amazing skyward light show worldwide overnight, leading to minor disruptions to the electric power grid, communications, and satellite positioning systems. Brilliant purple, green, yellow, and pink hues of the northern lights were reported worldwide. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news from the Associated Press after this.
Don't miss out on our biggest mattress event of the year, happening now at Ashley and Bad Axe. Come shop under the big top with us to find the perfect mattress for your home or cottage. 1 year and 5 year no interest financing is available. We've brought in over 3 semi-loads worth of mattresses for this sale and are offering over 60 sets of mattresses under the big top. Shop with us this Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday for great deals on all sizes and all firmness levels. Mattresses include floor models, overstock, last year models, closeout, and special buys, and we're passing those savings on to you. Twin mattresses start at just $99, queens at $199, and kings at $499, and adjustable bases at $599. Sale is limited to inventory on hand, so shop early for the best selection and the best deals. That's the mattress tent sale happening this Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday at Ashley and Bad Axe.
This is Warehouse Manager Justin Cameron. We offer fast, professional setup and delivery. We can even haul away your old furniture. Visit us at Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
And we're back here on the broadcasting with more news from the Associated Press. Artificial intelligence voice cloning technology carries so many risks of harmful impersonation that major technology companies are wary of letting people use it. But a team of Rhode Island doctors and their 21-year-old patient found that it can also hold tremendous benefits. Alexis Bogan felt she lost a part of her identity last year when she emerged from brain surgery unable to speak fluently. So doctors working with ChatGPT maker OpenAI created a synthetic version of her old voice based on a 15-second video clip she recorded in high school. She can make it say whatever she wants in a voice that sounds like her own. And two horses stuck deep in the mud for hours are free after being pulled out by a dozen rescuers in Connecticut. The animals emerged tired but safe. Members of the Lebanon Volunteer Fire Department, who responded to the call Saturday afternoon, found the horses partially on their sides with their legs covered by mud. Dozens of rescuers worked to free an escape path and position sleds under the animals so they could be pulled out. More than a dozen people pulled the horses free using the sleds and rope. And a light plane has landed safely without landing gear after circling an Australian airport for almost 3 hours to burn off fuel. Police say the 53-year-old pilot and his passengers walked unaided from the twin turboprop Beechcraft Super King Air on Monday after landing at Newcastle Airport. Paramedics checked all three at the airport and none needed to be taken to the hospital. The plane had just taken off from Newcastle when the pilot raised the alarm about the landing gear issues. Video showed the plane landed around 3 hours later without incident. Fire engines and ambulances were among emergency services standing by. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net. This news update was brought to you by Thumb Bank and Trust with 13 locations in Huron, Tuscola, Sinilac, and Bay counties to serve customers. Community strong since 1895. And by Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home.